This is Jason David Frank, Tommy the Green Ranger, and you are listening to the Command Center.
Today on Power Rangers.
Go!
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network, which is now a full-on collaboration, because Dirt was like, you guys are still doing that show? I said, we've been doing it for 2 years strong. He's like, oh, I thought you guys stopped doing it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, so we're now syndicated on both GCRN and PCN now, so that's good. This is episode 31. This will be our start of the five-part commentary of Green with Evil. You'll hear a different name for the episode in a bit. But I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Not much.
Not much. And, of course, are the Super Sentai guys, Raid of the Bolt Matrix. Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Yes, that's right. It is October, and hopefully the weather will cool down. Yes, that's right. It is October. This is October 5th, 2013. 20 years ago today, Green with Evil Part 1 aired on Fox Kids. Before we get to that, back in September, September 5th, actually 1 month ago today, news came out, more details for the Power Rangers Legacy, the first 20 years. Limited edition Ultimate Power Rangers Home Entertainment Collection, which comes out December 3rd, 2013. Over 270 hours of entertainment on 98 DVDs. The price has finally been announced. $650 with free shipping from PowerRangersLegacyCollection.com. We took bets on this. What episode was it? Was it episode 29 or 30? I don't remember.
It was the last commentary, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was episode 30. We all took bets on what the price was going to be, and I knew it was going to be high. But it's nice that through the Power Rangers Legacy Collection website, they're offering free shipping.
Oh, wow, man.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you look at something that is a big DVD set for this, for this price range. You look at something like this on Amazon and it's like $650 plus $10 shipping. Really? Seriously? You couldn't throw the shipping in on the price of the product? But, you know, I think it's really cool. Hopefully I'll be able to get it. If I don't, it's not going to, you know, I want to get it for the, because I want to see the bonus features, honestly. I want to see what they've done to celebrate 20 years of the franchise here in America.
Well, you have the internet, right?
Yes, I have the internet. That's beside the point, Scott.
I would almost guarantee that it'll be all over the internet what if there's anything good on that. $650 is outrageous. You can buy a crappy car for $650.
Well, that's the way big DVD sets go. I mean, I've seen big big series sets go anywhere from $100 to $700. It just depends on what the material is, and how it honestly depends on the discount. Is really what it depends.
What were our numbers? What I don't remember. What are they? 300.
I think I said somewhere between 500 and 700. Spada, what did you say? I don't remember. What did you say? Like 350.
I said a number that had three digits after the period.
Yeah. But no, I mean,
we knew it wasn't going to be cheap. We knew that.
Yeah, we
in.
Knew
and it's
that.
What, 19 different DVDs. Is that how many it is?
It's 98 discs total, 776 episodes.
It's how many discs?
98.
98 discs.
Yep.
Holy crap! Good God. Okay. Yes. Actually, for 98 discs, $650 is not that bad.
Nope.
But, that being said, you can buy a spindle of DVDs of 100 for $20.
Yeah.
$4. And then there's the Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's kind of the point I'm making, is that's just too much money at this day and age.
And, yeah, but also, hello, Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting, and I don't think Shout Factory will do this because they want people to spend the money to get this big set. I think it'd be cool if they took all the bonus features and made it, you know, Power Rangers 20 years of bonus material, you know, bonus discs. I think that would be kind of cool if they did that. I don't think they will do that, but that would be kind of cool.
A deluxe Megazord for every season.
I'm the kind of guy that doesn't normally do bonus features. Like, it's weird because, like, I really like them. I gotta have them if I'm gonna spend a little bit extra on something, but I don't ever watch them. I'd be lying if I said I watch anything but maybe the trailer. You know what I mean? You know, they put the trailer on there. If it's an old movie that I haven't seen for a while, I'll watch the trailer on it, just to be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, I've just gotten to the point where I don't buy discs anymore. I really don't. And especially with the crap that Paramount has pulled with the Star Trek Into Darkness kerfuffle with the bonus tracks. Like, every vendor or every big box store they send the disc to has a different bonus feature.
See, that's stupid.
That's stupid, but that's Paramount. That's them trying to take advantage of the whole video game thing. Ooh, come to this store to get this exclusive. Come to this store to get this exclusive. With Shout Factory, they're giving you, 270 hours of entertainment. However many of those are going to be bonus features. I'm like Scotty. I'll watch, for me, I want to see the interviews. That's really what I want to see. I mean, sure, we've talked to a couple of the Rangers, and all that, but I still want to see what Brian Ward and his team put together as far as the bonus features. Will I watch them more than once? No, probably not. But it's still kind of cool to, have a giant head in the corner of your apartment on a shelf. But either way, yeah, I agree. $650, is it something that people should just be like, oh my God, I don't care. I'm dropping, shut up and take my money. No, probably not.
Well,
but
a lot of people don't have an additional $650 either. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
That's a lot of cash. That's not $150.
No, I know.
When you go to Toys R Us to get the Soundwave for $130, you're like, God, man, I gotta cut a little bit of a corner. I gotta stop going out to eat on Thursdays for a month so I can afford this. You know what $650 is? You're not driving your car for 2 months. Okay. Let's start jogging to work. I need to rob two gas stations and a small bank. Okay, I can do that.
Oh God, I hate to even compare the two, but I think Shout Factory should have done what Mattel did with Castle Grayskull. Mattel basically told you have a year to save your money to get this $250 playset. I think Shout Factory should have announced the price way like a year, but like they should have announced all this stuff. Not necessarily announced what the bonus features would be, but announced the price at least a year in advance.
Well, I think what they did was felt out the feedback, because if they came out and everybody was like, "Oh, this is okay," you know, it's nothing special, but everybody was like, "Wow, now this is the shit." You get a helmet, the way it stacks, the way it looks, all the features, the every episode, the additional season. So they're like, I mean, it's getting good feedback. $650.
Yeah.
You know, I bet they're not making much off of that. If you're talking like, I'm sure they got to pay like rights and they got to pay, you know, per episode every time they put it on a DVD. I'm sure they're making something, obviously, or they wouldn't do it. But
oh yeah, oh,
the discs are pennies. Pennies, no, not even a penny.
But you got to pay, you know, per episode. You got to pay Royal. Mm-hmm. You got to pay Saban X amount of dollars. You know what I mean? So, and I wish.
Guarantee you, Saban is getting a cut more than just, hey, these are the rights. You bought the rights. I think there are backroom deals that'll never be known by the public.
Right, yeah. And that's what I'm saying though. That's what I'm saying, because they have to pay per episode per royalty. That's just the way it works. I wish they also gave a number, because it's supposed to be a limited edition, you know. And I have yet to see. Well, there's only 1,000 of these. Okay. Well, there's only 1,500. There's only, you know, 6,000 of these. You know,
I think that if you actually look at the Ranger pick or the head of the head, it says like number something of 4,000.
Okay. See, I guess I didn't look that close at it, but see, and that also matters, because if I believe that there's only 4,000 of those made, $650 it's a little bit better in my eyes. You know, because now there's not 10,000. It's something limited. There's only 4,000. I'm one of 4,000 people that have this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, for me, I wish it was something that they would have, specifically to the price, announced the price enough time in advance to give most of us diehards enough time to either, you know, set money aside for it or so. Because there's no way. I mean, you know, like Scotty was saying, there's, you know, for just everyday fans like we are, even though we are diehard fans, there's no way maybe between the three of us we could come up with enough money for one set. But, you know, it's like, there's no way all three of us are going to get that.
You're like, hey, Spada, it's almost my weekend. Can you please send our chat?
Send discs. 27, 37, and 98. Yeah, no.
Damn it, that wasn't an agreement. And then we have to.
Yeah, right.
Man,
yeah.
Where is your funds for buying the head? I need to.
Exactly.
The Voltron jokes.
And I'll buy the head. Oh, God. All right, so we've prattled on about this long enough. Power Rangers, 20 Years Legacy Edition, PowerRangersLegacyCollection.com. If you're diehard and you got the money, go get it. You're going to hear the usual commentary sound effect for the MMPR signal, but you're also going to hear something from Tommy Oliver himself after this.
I am Rita's evil Green Ranger, and my Empress tells me this is Green Ranger with Envy, Part 1.
Alpha Rita's escaped. Go get some studs.
I don't think horses could fit in the Power Rangers suits.
It'd be weird to see. I can't think of I don't know what you would call this. What, a mini series of 5 episodes that I enjoy more than Green with Evil's 1 through 5. And yeah. I'm not talking Power Rangers. I'm talking in general.
Anything. Yeah, in general.
I can't even think of many series that are 5 episodes long.
I'm saying just a miniseries, period.
Yeah.
There's 5 Faces of Darkness.
Pointless martial arts at the juice bar.
What are you trying to say?
Well, this is the gym part. So,
oh, I'm so excited for this guy with these fire batons.
Too bad they're not actually on fire.
Well, that's what it looked like, though. It's like, now I'll breathe fire.
You know, it would have been better if they had the introducing Jason David Frank as Tommy when he actually appeared instead of over Trini and Jason.
He doesn't have a name. He's just a new challenger.
What is this, Street Fighter?
Yep.
A new challenger appears.
We love you, Player 2.
The Power Rangers destroyed by another teenager.
Spada, did they do Green with Evil in the Sentai version?
Sort of. It was a lot longer because the Green Ranger was actually a guy named Burai, who was the elder brother of the Red Ranger.
Right.
And it was more of a, I'm going to start out evil, but then I'm not really evil, but I'm going to treat you guys like crap until I determine that I'm not really evil and then join you.
I see.
Then I die 10 episodes later.
But say, didn't he die?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, I thought so.
He was the first sixth ranger, and he was the first dead ranger.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The longest 1 minute fight ever.
Judge's call.
That guy looks like he belongs as the announcer on the People's Court.
Oh man, just come on, just one more point so you guys can tie. Take that with you.
You have to admit, Austin St. John and Jason David Frank really actually do know what they're doing, because if they didn't, they would really be hurting themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, and plus, at least Jason, Tommy, he's, 20-something years old at this point, so...
He's got my kind of attitude. Good job! No, it wasn't. I didn't win. If you ain't first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, God, Talladega Nights, worst movie ever.
Hey, look, even then, her outfit is ridiculous.
For the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Look at Trini's hair, though, under the hat. Oh, my God.
Like, Trini's confused. She's no idea what kind of style she has.
Yeah, no.
My boy right there.
You know, I've never noticed before, but the people walking up the stairs appear going down the stairs a few seconds later. I never noticed that before.
That's the beauty of extras.
That's the beauty of sets.
Oh yeah, teach them a lesson, Bulk.
Look at the look on Skull's face.
Skull's my man.
Oh man, so funny.
could you deliver that with any less emphasis?
Yeah.
No, I have to be evil. Duh.
Well, he's not evil yet.
Well, he's wearing a yin yang symbol around his neck. Oh, how 90s.
Yeah, he is evil.
I'm surprised he didn't split it in half and give her one of the halves.
No, that happens later at some point.
Why does the top of, and this is going to sound really sad, why does the top of Rita's palace remind me of the orb from the Supergirl movie in the 80s?
I'd have to see it again. I want to see it. Now I really want to rewind this really bad so I can see it.
No, I'm sure we'll see it again.
I love that movie.
Character walks into a single LA alley and is attacked by... things.
Giant gray guys.
Giant gray guys. You pushed him up a wall. Why did you yell "Yeah"? Deadly boxes.
Mm.
I'm trying to see if the... Okay, they do have hands. The, when the first putty attacked him, I thought he had like one of those punch gloves on his hand where you know how you practice where I thought that's what they had for hands for one at first, and I'm
he
like,
very well may have.
Yeah, I know the first one probably did, but now that I'm looking at them more in detail, oh, like that wasn't a Michelangelo joke right there.
And Captain America was born.
And this all goes back to
defeated a few putties. How is he the chosen evil one? I've never understood that. For all intents and purposes, Ernie could defeat a few putties.
Yeah. It's a hurricane. Oh my god. What's going on here? I don't like the angle. And this, I know this is sad, but as I'm watching this, I don't like the angle that that scene is at.
Why?
It's, I don't know. It just, it looks weird to me because it looks like she's going to fall off the side of the building when she's standing there, but she's standing on the actual roof.
That's definitely a Chinese dude.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Japanese, but same difference.
Tomato, tomato.
I think I just said something horrifically insulting.
Wouldn't be the first time on this show.
If you know who they are, and you know where they live, have you never heard of a bomb? You're on the fucking moon. This is 1993. We don't exactly have the best satellites right now. You could, I don't know, blast them from space?
See, that's the thing. And even up to now, this is like episode 15 or 16. I would have to actually...
17, actually, I think.
It's, yeah, this is season 1, episode 17.
Wait, how did he teleport in there?
Because he has a coin.
Oh, right.
This is season 1, episode 17. I don't think, up to this point,
not the Doobie Brothers!
Any of them have been to each other's home. Like, I don't even know if they know where each other live. Even the original five. I honestly don't. I don't remember it, but...
No, they were always in that garage. Whatever garage that was. Was it like Billy's garage or something?
I think that was Billy's garage.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen Kimberly's bedroom in one of those episodes, but that's about it.
How does he know it's Tommy?
Because he's Zordon.
Oh, okay. No, not my main cabinet. No!
Not my main
cabinet. I played Street Fighter on that.
My Nintendo 64 is in there.
You asshole.
I know this is going to come up later, but watching this again, it's like, not to mention I've had a Charlie horse since the Renaissance. I keep seeing him as Ivan. From the movie. I know it's not. It's before that, but still. It's weird.
And he reverse teleports.
Yep.
Because he's evil. He goes down.
Man, May the Schwartz be with you.
No, no, no. Merchandising, merchandising, merchandising.
Merchandising.
And why does Goldar seem to get wings, lose wings, have wings, lose wings? I never understood that.
It's a design flaw.
Because reasons.
Well, I just chalk it up to a design flaw.
Maybe he's got them and he just tucks them. Like right now, it's the way.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
And there's somebody's garage.
But that would... He would have had to have lose them at some point because of the whole plot line that comes up later when Zed comes in and says, I will restore to you what was once taken. So, that's weird.
This is so... Oh, God. This is so early 90s, it hurts.
Look at the arcade machine in the background.
No, the clothes and the hair.
I know. And look at the Herbie the Love Bug right there.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought Billy had put a potato gun, a giant potato gun on the top of that thing. But it begs the question, are they even old enough to drive at this point? Never mind. Apparently so.
Well, they're not driving, they're flying. It's okay to fly when at any age.
You just turned left.
Okay, that's weird.
I think that thing was in the original Sentai.
No, 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 no. It's weird how they go from the clear blue sky outside and they fly in through the stars and they just appear. I mean, I know it's special effects and I know, I'm pretty sure that when they were flying in the sky, that was green screen, but I'm sure that all of it was green screen, but it's just, that's just weird to me. I would have rather had something like open up so the car could come in. I don't know.
I wonder if you kick Alpha between the legs if that reboots him.
This is push start.
So the globe of all seeing still works, but nothing else does?
Maybe they wanted it that way.
Oh. I still think this is the best morphing sequence.
Yeah, because it all fades.
Did you guys see that post I tagged you in the other day?
Yes.
How awesome was that?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Spader, did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Go look at your tags on Facebook.
Well, do that after the episode.
Obviously.
And Goldar is still the baddest villain so far.
Besides Pudgy.
Well, Pudgy's dead, so Goldar
Pudgy's
wins.
Just comedy relief.
I gotta be honest, if I'm showing up and giant Goldar is there trying to step on me or stab me with that sword, I'm calling for dinosaur power ASAP.
Like, why don't you just show up in the dinosaurs? Why do you even bother? It's like, okay, giant Goldar. Dinosaur, yes, dinosaur.
Man, I love this freaking sequence. Apparently they're at Mike's house.
Dinotherms connected. Intracells up.
Mega thrusters are go. Go.
Quit battle mode for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Megazord is activated. I always like that voice that does the Megazord is activated thing.
I need that for a ringtone right now.
Yeah.
debated.
If there weren't so many sound effects behind it, it would be cool.
There's a lot worse.
I'm sure you can isolate it. I'm sure there is a way to isolate it.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Before ringtones were huge, me and Pixel Dan had the Dragon Dagger noises before everybody and their mother had them. Because
so you just throw them into an audio program and remove the background audio and leave the foreground?
Yes, sir.
Ding dong!
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Punch! Green Ranger, punch!
Oh. There's a battle royal on that thing.
I don't like... I know it's logistical that they would have a door in the head, but that's just strange to me, because we always see them once they combine. We just see the special effect of them morphing into their individual things, and then all of a sudden, all five are in this big, giant cockpit, and you wonder how they get in there, and there you go. There's a door.
Wasn't it... It was either Operation Overdrive or Ninja Storm that actually showed, like, their chair sliding back and then sliding and then moving up into a cockpit.
That was the movie, actually. Mighty Morphin the movie.
Was it just the movie?
Well, I know for sure they did it in the movie. Because it showed them shooting back and then it showed them, like, shooting forward into the Megazord.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have been in one of the other series as well, but that's where I remember it from, is Mighty Morphin the movie.
Hey, he doesn't... Tommy didn't get any extra powers when he became evil, right? So why is he able to, you know, win now when he didn't... When he tied, you know, 17 minutes ago?
Because Green Ranger power?
Okay, so apparently Jason doesn't get anything when he gets Red Ranger power?
Just a wimpy sword.
Okay.
Tommy has the Dragon Dagger.
But he doesn't have it yet. He doesn't get that till episode 4, right?
I think so. It's either 3 or 4.
They went through your Doobie Brothers DVD or CD.
I think they actually... I remember seeing a picture of the person who was in the Alpha costume. And... there was an interview with the, I think it was an actress that played Alpha. And she said the worst thing was she could barely see or move because of all the stuff. And right. Those shoes are actually repainted Mickey Mouse shoes from a Mickey Mouse full life-size costume.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's what I remember the original article saying.
Oh. To be continued.
Meh, 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 meh,
meh. We're going to take a quick break, come back with brief thoughts. That's the end of the commentary, and then we'll close the show after this.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Pixels in the Animation is the next cartoon review podcast series in the Geekcast Radio Network's long history of review series. We've had Transformers, He-Man, and Mask as far as the cartoon review podcasts we have done. Now we bring in TV's Mr. Neil as he and TFG and Mike break down 9 video game cartoon series. Steve Megatron will join us for the Mega Man and Sonic episodes. We'll be reviewing and analyzing every episode of the Mario, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Donkey Kong, and Sonic cartoons. You can expect us to go in-depth and also talk about the game franchises that spawned these cartoons.
So tune in summer 2013 as we find the pixels in the animation.
50 years ago, a little old man brought his little blue box to a junkyard, and now Doctor Who is a cultural phenomenon worldwide. Join the Geekcast Radio Network and Mark Who 42's Whoniverse as we review Doctor Who episodes past and present, discuss the Doctor's friends and enemies, see where the Doctor's been, where he is, and where he's going. Sit back and grab a jelly baby and join Mark Who 42's Hooniverse. It's the ride of this and every other lifetime.
Fantastic.
Allons-y.
The Pull Bag is the GCRN's place for everything you need in the comic book world. We focus on new and current comics while also tackling a few back issues here and there. So join the entire GCRN crew and see what issues the hosts have with today's panel. You can find The Pull Bag on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. Make your great escape into comics.
Back to action!
So there you go, folks. That's our commentary on Green with Envy, Part 1. And just as a note, the reason why Mr. Jason David Frank said Green with Envy, when I emailed him for the audio bits you're going to hear in these five-part commentaries, he emailed me back and said, just so you know, I'll probably get stuff wrong. So, you know, honestly, I am very envious because I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of that set when this five-parter was going on. That would have been so awesome to be able to see that at the time of it was made. Part one is interesting. It sets up Tommy. It sets up their first battle. I really, really enjoyed it. Spada?
It's a good episode. Little inconsistent in some minor spots, especially looking back at it as, you know, a old person. But, hey, as a youngin', it was a good episode and good starter.
What about you, Scotty? Final thoughts?
The best thing about Green with Evil 1 was you knew that Green with Evil 2 was going to be on tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. It was every day.
Yeah, season 1 was every single day, and then I think season 2 was when they went to Friday nights.
Interesting.
Where I'm from, anyway.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah, that was the greatest thing. My problem was as a kid, because I saw this in the morning right before school at the time. I was waiting that 24 hours.
Me too.
Until the next morning. It so sucked. All right. So we hope you enjoyed this commentary episode of From the Command Center. Wish you'll join us tomorrow when we will be celebrating 20 years of Power Rangers with the commentary on Green with Evil Part 2. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty K.
And Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Scum, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull!
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us! We need the Power Rangers!
Let the power protect you.